Did you know there are fractals inside of you? I'm serious. No, really. I did my final on it. I think it's a very beautiful thing. Let me pull it up real quick. But yeah, I did one of my finals on fractals, and I thought it was so interesting, kind of how they work and the infinitely repeating patterns and stuff turn out to be very easy for our DNA and just the growth of our bodies and other biological stuff in general to benefit, you know, from the simplicity of it, which means that and stuff, like, I got it pulled up here. You can find it in the all throughout our heart, neurons, kind of the circulatory system, all the tubing systems in our bodies, like our liver, our kidneys. You got fractal patterns you can find all the way in there. Fractals, of course, being like patterns that you can just kind of keep on repeating as you zoom in closer and closer to them. You can find that on anything from a tree to leaves. I don't know why I have two tree-related examples, but, I mean, yeah. Snowflakes and a bunch of other examples you can find in the world and nature. Very incredible thing. Okay, so mathematics in the world. Anyways. Yeah, how'd stuff go for you? Yeah, you look tired. but glad you got through one way or another. Yeah, I guess we'll keep going with things. But yeah, you can get comfy here. I'm gonna be here a while, so you can relax. It's a good time to relax. Feel free to eat this, because I have a few bags of things that I need to get rid of, so you eating any of that is good. Take it off my hands. I hope you've been getting the opportunity to give yourself breaks. Really? I mean, as people, we've only got a limited supply of energy, you know. So, it's important to make sure that we're letting our bodies cool down and relax once in a while. What? Oh, yeah, these papers are for next semester. I decided I'm going to work early, because I finished up this semester so fast. I thought that, you know, getting done with everything, I'd just start working ahead. That way I can be prepared to take the final before I even step into the class. All it's going to take is a few, you know, all-nighters and... What? Okay, yeah, I know that I said that it's important for people to take breaks, but... Okay, I can see where you're coming from. Now that I'm saying it aloud, it sounds a little bit ridiculous to overload myself like this. Not giving myself a proper time to relax. Okay. I don't really know how to relax. I'm just gonna move these papers away from me. And it's just gonna be me and you relaxing. Okay, this is really awkward, I'm gonna admit. I feel like I've been giving terrible advice to people. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, with myself. I mean, the only breaks that I give myself usually are, it's a little bit inappropriate. I relieve my stress in very efficient ways. Using stimulating literary material. I get off. Okay, now I feel awkward again. I guess I'm trying to express I am used to relaxing that way. I'd love to learn more ways to do it with you. At the same time, I'm kind of distracted by my own feelings. So, yeah. What do you usually do to relax? I'd love to learn. That's a lot of detail. Okay, you can stop. That's a lot of detail. You do what with headphones? You've done it while studying? Okay. Clearly, I've missed out on a whole world beyond me that's going to... going to be a subject of exploration at a different time. If you'd like to try and indulge in some feelings right now, then I'd be happy to oblige. Whatever that means for you. I mean, I know what it means for me. I think you should touch yourself. You know yourself and your body way better than I do. So, what better way to learn than seeing the person who knows the most about themselves do what feels best for them? I'm sure this feels incredibly awkward to have someone watch you, but trust me. You are very attractive, so no matter what you do, I am probably going to be flustered by, because I am a lot already by seeing you. I'm gonna stop rambling. My point is, I like you and your body a lot. And, I would like to fuck your thighs. A lot. So, while you touch yourself and I, get progressively harder from the sight of you. Fuck. I think that penetration in any form might be a little bit early, and it's a lot for me, and I think I would probably be overwhelmed by it at first. And I don't know your feelings on it, so how about we keep it simple, and I admire you. And much. Fuck. Sorry, I just can't help. My mind really does go to a lot of places looking at you. Touching yourself like. Just slightly in those ways, fuck. No, I understand this is probably pretty strange of a feeling, having someone watch you get off. But rest assured, I don't have any ill judgment. I am looking at you, and I know this is probably a pretty awkward thing. I can assure you, I would look at you and I'm the one who's terrified, is what I'm getting across. So, I'm just gonna get my pants a little down so you can see myself slowly. Fuck, okay, I'm already get harder from watching you and looking at you. You don't mind if I touch a little bit too, right? I don't know why I'm asking this question. Thank you. It feels a lot different with someone else in the room, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can understand how you probably feel. I'm on edge, I'm a little bit tense. But I don't
not like it. I mean, you could see from my body already. I mean, not that being hard necessarily means that I'm turned on, but I can tell you right now that it is, and I see you. And I just want to communicate with you to make sure you feel as comfortable as possible, and I feel as comfortable as possible, and I want you to feel good. And I like spending time with you. This is very weird to talk about while I'm touching my dick. God, I'm really... There's, Fuck, I can feel... the heat of my body entirely... in what I'm touching right now between my legs and the blood flow and signs of my own arousal from you. Rest assured, I am in control of everything. And at a moment's notice, I'll do what you tell me to do. No matter what that is. I trust you, and I hope you trust me. And I'm really hard right now, so may I fuck your thighs? Thank you. Just get on me and feel free to touch yourself, and I will reach a hand around and play with... No. Stay on. The weight of you on me is a lovely feeling, and I want all of it. Okay, yeah, your leg is kind of like on my dick right now. Let me adjust and get it between your thighs. Yeah, it's just a lot. Just slowly, you let me know. Fuck. You have no idea how much pleasure it gives me to feel you on me. Like this. And I want to give you the same feeling. Just got my hand down. I'll work with it as well as I can. Just me. Come on. Fuck. There's a lot of friction. I get to look around you. I get to admire your body from such close up. Look down. See your legs covering mine in such a beautiful way. I'm trying my best to be slow and sensual, but I'm going to quicken the pace a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I've got you on me. Don't worry. Fuck. And you don't mind if I come all over your thighs, do you? Okay. Good, because I am going to. I got you. Let me feel all of it. Let me feel all of it. All of you. Sir, just... Melt into me. Do whatever the fuck you want with your own body here. So I'm already getting everything I want and need. Fuck. I'm a little sensitive from not feeling the pleasures of something like this for a while. I'm going to come soon. If you keep moving like that, I'm really not going to be able to hold it back. May I please come? May I? Can I please? Please? Thank you. Stop moving, I'm sensitive. Sorry, my mind is blank. Here. Yeah, let's clean this up. Yeah. Yeah, you can get one part of your thighs, I'll get the other. Yeah, cleaning the dick is a little stimulating in and of itself. No, you can stay on. You can stay on. You have everything you needed. You have everything you needed. It sounds like I'm asking if you, like, brought all the supplies you need. Which I guess is a valid question, actually. Yeah. Okay, this... Yes, this is a good way to relax. I'll touch you more if you need it. Okay. I'm just making sure. Feels like a lot of stuff that I was worrying about. Feels a lot less overwhelming now. I'm still right. Yeah, how about, we just stay like this for a little bit? Maybe we can just have a spa day. Spa day. I can speak. Spa day for the both of us. Okay, yeah, I really cannot pronounce anything right now. A day to relax. Let's not do any more work. And I've got plenty of snacks I need to get rid of. And maybe we can watch some stuff. And just spend the day together.
Testing, testing. Dang, I really sound tired. let's see how that sounds.